Since September 11th, Muslims have been a staple in the media.
This nation is at war with Islamic fascists.
What we've been hearing from Al-Qaeda, which is that attack the West and America.
Islam is not a religion of peace, no way.
USC senior Hamad Alam says the line has been blurred between a small group of radical extremists and the billion-plus other Muslims in the world today.
The fact that Islam is equated with many of its followers that are acting in an extreme manner, you can't take that umbrella and put every single Muslim under that umbrella. Just like all Germans back in World War II were not part of the Nazi regime.
He says the media often doesn't explain what most Muslims believe.
It just generally has portrayed them as the other rather than someone who we can understand.
And many non-Muslims don't really understand what Islam is about. The faith is based on the Quran, a text believed to be sent from God through the Prophet Muhammad. Its original writing was in Arabic, and many mosques still read the Quran in the native language. Islam is the second largest religion in the world, with almost 1.5 billion people ascribing to the faith. Islamic history began in Arabia, but today, less than 20% of Muslims are Arab. While the Quran does say Muslims should fight and subdue non-believers during war, it also advocates for tolerance towards others and peaceful living. Sophomore Zaina Alfi emphasizes that harming or killing people is against the Muslim faith.
There's a verse in the Quran that says, if you kill one person, it's like killing all of humanity, and if you save one person, it's like saving all of humanity. And that's a rough translation, but, you know, killing is strictly against our religion, and we're supposed to work towards the betterment of human life.
But some have decided to kill in the name of Islam. And Muslims in America and around the world have felt the backlash for these extremists. Alfie doesn't wear the traditional Muslim veil, but her mother and sister do.
They both definitely had comments directed towards them, you know, go back to your country or you don't belong here, things like that. And it's definitely damaging, especially because my sister was born and raised here, as was I. So it's like, I'm from here, I'm just as American as you are.
Sophomore Zehad Ali says his faith, along with his beard and Saudi Arabian background, has led some to see him as a threat.
At the Boston airport, I was taken and interrogated and strip searched, and I was only like 15 years old. You know, I was by myself and asked questions like, you know, are you going to be a suicide bomber? I mean, it was very humiliating, especially, you know, being groped down and, you know, being called pretty much a terrorist.
But despite stereotypes and stigma, Ali is still proud of his religion. He hopes people will start asking questions to better understand Islam and get rid of their misconceptions. Lindsay Watts, Annenberg Radio News.